Not only is the Fed increasing interest rates at the fastest pace since the 1980s, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell once again suggested the increases will continue.
We have some ground left to cover here, and cover it we will.
Progressive politicians here in Washington are speaking out against the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes as the prospect of hundreds of thousands of Americans being thrown out of work and even a global recession loom, not least because there's more and more data that suggests low unemployment and slightly higher wages aren't what's driving inflation. In fact, wages aren't even keeping up with inflation. The pandemic, supply chain issues, the war in Ukraine, these have been major drivers of inflation. But when Josh Bivens surveyed the numbers, he found another major driving force, corporate price gouging.
And in normal times, corporate profits are supposed to be around 12 or 13% of prices, but then their contribution went to well over half. So an enormous change. Through the second quarter of this year, it's still really elevated.
Clearly, the Fed's policies will increase pain among workers, in Jerome Powell's words, as unemployment and poverty increase. But they also may have other effects. Workers at this Home Depot in Philadelphia are voting this week on forming a union, part of a wave of labor organization across the U.S. at a time of low unemployment and an awareness of record corporate profits. But there are fears here that higher unemployment will snatch away that new worker confidence.
Throughout the entire pandemic, we had a now hiring sign up, you know, which told me there's leverage there. This is kind of a precarious game, right? Because you also have the Fed coming in, jacking up interest rates, you know, trying to induce a recession, trying to increase unemployment.
However, Vince Quayle says although it's true that higher unemployment and fewer job vacancies, the stated goals of the Fed, may make some workers reluctant to unionize at all, younger generations who've experienced nothing but economic crisis have simply had enough and are likely to push on regardless.
The younger people, I mean, look, I'm 27, you know, I grew up throughout the Great Recession, the Iraq War. The economy's been really crappy for us, you know, and so there was kind of that air of like, look, things are already bad. We might as well take a shot and try and improve something.
In the 1980s, the Federal Reserve was quite open. It was using interest rate rises to smash union power and moderate wages. The Fed insists that that's not the intention this time around. And certainly at this Home Depot, workers hope for a different outcome. Shehab Rutansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.